Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is Luke 22:24-30. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 22:24-30. Then they began to argue among themselves about who would be the greatest among them. Jesus told them, "In this world the kings and great men lord it over their people, yet they are called friends of the people. But among you it will be different. Those who are the greatest among you should take the lowest rank, and the leader should be like a servant. Who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? The one who sits at the table, of course, but not here, for I am among you as one who serves. You have stayed with me in my time of trial, and just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I now grant you the right to eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." My theme for reflection is seeds, slices, and the secret of greatness. Seeds, slices, and the secret of greatness. If you have ever negotiated for the front seat, the biggest slice of cake, or the last word in a meeting, congratulations. You understand Luke 22:24-30 already. On the night of the Last Supper, with the cross hours away, the disciples argued about who was the greatest. It's painfully human and uncomfortably familiar. Jesus does not blast them. He reteaches reality. In God's kingdom, greatness does not sit at the head of the table. It ties on an apron. Jesus Christ names the problem. The world equates greatness with being served, applauded, and titled. Benefactor rulers hoard honor. Authority becomes a platform for self. But not so with you, he says. The greatest becomes as the youngest. The leader takes the role of the one who serves. And then in John's parallel, he shows them rising from supper, he kneels and washes feet. Heaven's King chooses the basin. What is God doing here? He is exposing the thin oxygen of ego and inviting his friends to breathe the air of Christ. The Son of Man, who could rightly recline at the place of honor, places himself among them as one who serves. He overturns our imagination of power with the weight of his love. And then, astonishingly, he promises these fumbling followers a share in his kingdom. You may eat and drink at my table and sit on thrones. Grace does not ignore our failures. It repurposes us for service and, in the end, confers honor far beyond our deserving. For today, this means we measure leadership not by platform, but by towel, not by how many carry our burdens, but by those burdens we quietly lift. True spirituality is not the public clue of giftedness, but the hidden habit of giving. As James K.A. Smith puts it, you are what you love, but you might not love what you think. If our loves are set on recognition, our discipleship will always drift toward competition. If our loves are set on Christ, our hands will find the basin before our mouths find the microphone. The church will flourish where titles are dethroned by tenderness, where elders, pastors, parents, managers, students, any who influence, become the first to notice dirty feet and the last to seek the first place. The paradox holds. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Jesus Christ is not suppressing ambition, he is sanctifying it. Ambition to be great at love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where this week have I subtly sought to be regarded as the greatest? At home, work, church, or online? And how might Jesus be inviting me to choose the basin instead? Number two, whose feet needs mercies, invisible tasks, am I overlooking because serving there offers no applause? And now our practical exercise. Choose a basin and towel, act that costs you and stays anonymous. Clean what others leave. Write an untraceable note of encouragement. Take the task beneath your rule, or give time to someone with no power to repay. Offer it to Christ and tell no one. Servant King Jesus, on the night we sought status, you chose the tower. Forgive our hunger for the head table and our impatience with hidden work. Reorder our loves so that we long for your approval more than human applause. Make us quick to notice needs, gentle in our strength, and joyful to take the lowest place. Form in us the mind that was in you, that our homes, churches, and workplaces might feel like your table, places of humility, courage, and grace. And when we stumble, lift us by your mercy, and set us again to serve until the day we feast with you in your kingdom. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.